Fitbits, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the massive destruction from Hurricane Helene in 10 states throughout the Southeast. The death toll is at least 116 and expected to rise as crews reach communities cut off by collapsed roads. There are gas shortages. Millions still have no power. Augusta, Georgia Mayor Garnett Johnson.
Reestablishing power. Let me just tell you how difficult it is. I've ridden around this town. I've never seen concrete power poles snapped as a result of storms in Augusta, Georgia.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Taylor County, Florida.
Helene delivering the knockout punch to Keaton Beach, still recovering from two brutal hurricanes over the past 13 months.
What do we do now? What do we keep? Do we continue to do this?
Spy Abajaris returned to find the lower level of his home ripped away by wind and water. Taylor County officials estimate 90% of homes in Keaton Beach are gone.
Retailers are bracing for a massive strike at ports along the East and Gulf Coasts that could begin tomorrow. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Even a short work stoppage could temporarily disrupt supplies of everything from food to auto parts, lots of other products, potentially driving up the cost for consumers if it were to last more than a few days or a couple of weeks.
For the first time in almost a year of fighting, an Israeli airstrike has hit the center of Beirut, the target, an apartment building. The BBC's Yolande Nell from Jerusalem.
We have now Israeli military action on multiple fronts at the same time, still very much concentrated on Lebanon, where the Israeli military chief of staff has said Hezbollah must be hit hard.
The presidential candidate spent the weekend campaigning in battleground states. Donald Trump spoke about immigration at a stop in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Kamala Harris can never be forgiven for erasing our border. And she must never be allowed to become president of the United States.
In Las Vegas, Harris looked ahead to tomorrow night's VP debate at our CBS News broadcast center in New York.
In 2 days, I know we will cheer on Coach Walls when he debates J.D. Vance.
He acted, he sang, and he wrote music, too.
Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Chris Christopherson, who penned that one for Janis Joplin, has died. He won multiple Grammy Awards and an Oscar. Rolling Stones' Anthony DeCurtis.
There was a kind of sensitivity in his songwriting that really worked to create a very distinctive feel.
Chris Christopherson was 88. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Chicken and barbecue.
till you get tired, babe. Till you get tired, babe. Well, won't be a word said. 'Cause when you get tired, babe, 'cause when you get tired, babe, oh, I've got a great big bed.
Dip of greatness from the Cashbox Kings. They're at live at the Red Rooster on 10-5. That's next Saturday for you keeping score and checking your calendar. Listen to us on the way to the show during Mag Sync Radio, then flip on the after-hour show on your way home. Yeah, we've got your back, connecting you to the local music. After all, that's what we do. And all this localness is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Now, the next band I don't catch very often, but when I do, they blow my socks off. It's Rare Element in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Next weekend, they'll be doing live stuff at Wise Fest. If you caught the earlier show, Mag Sync Radio Primetime, we played a few different artists from Wise Fest. Get more information by tuning that fancy phone you got right there to magsyncradio.com. After all, we are local music. Tate and the 008 Band, Red Rooster, next Saturday, 10:10. Last $2 in the after hours of Mag Sync Radio.
Lady at the casino. She lost all her money. She said, don't worry about me, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what you can do for me. Loan me $2. Play me some of that down home blues. Said I wouldn't be over here if my man would treat me right. You see, I've been trying to catch him. He's been sneaking around every night. So I got caught up over here. I got caught up in this scene, and I lost all my money. Oh, on that doggone gambling machine. So I can play me some of that down home blues. if my man would treat me right. You see, I've been trying to catch him. He's been sticking around every night. So I got caught up over here. I got caught up in this scene. And I lost all my money. Oh, on that doggone gambling machine. So I can play me some of that down. Last $2. Not gonna lose. Last $2. I'm not gonna lose. One for my bus pass. Other for the jukebox.
$2, Tate and the 008 Band live on 1010 at the Red Rooster. Looking for something over in Sun Prairie? Maybe the east side or the west side isn't your jam. That's okay. We've got you covered. Full Mile Beer Company has Rascal Theory on 10-5. That's October 5th. Here are the Gypsy Blues on Max Inc. Radio.
Gypsy Blues.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What? stuck inside a beer can. I'm a 47 knucklehead, changing up all my plans. I'm a 57 Chevy, doing the best I can.
From the local music, and like you, it made me a little sad too. But then Too Sick Charlie revived us with Shake Them Down. He's live at the Red Rooster on 10-9. Then there was Robert J in the 57 Chevy. He'll be live at the Harmony Bar on 10-6. Look at us, Max Inc. Radio. We did it again. We planned your whole weekend of local music. We did it with the power of Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass. Three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's get back to the local music with a few things from Jeffrey James. He had an album release party on Friday, and we get to hear his new tunes on the radio before anyone else. Here's Walk Through in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
I've been traveling for far too long. The body can't keep up with the mind and soul in time. And time again, I fall back down. And where to begin? Well, the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. And the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Gonna walk through, get to heaven, gonna walk through, get to heaven, gonna walk through, hell yeah. cause it cannot last. For a flower can't grow in soil that's dead. So uproot yourself and make peace in your head. For the brighter the light or the darker the shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. In the brighter the light or the darker the shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Polyester suit, no tie, sweat begins to flow.
VO5 on Mags Inc. Radio in the after hours. I just got a couple messages. I know. It's pretty funny. Even late at night here at the after hour show, we get a couple messages through that Civic Media app. If you haven't checked that app, what's super cool about it, you can pick your favorite station, then you can drop us a message. Maybe you can text us. Oh, heck, you could even email us if you want to, and then we can connect you to the local stuff like Wise Jennings. Of course, you can see them at Wise Fest next weekend and hear them right now on Mags Inc. Radio.
A low-down, small-town daughter of a circus clown, done what was frowned upon, discount handout, open pantry. She entertained other guys, but the devil caught his eyes and he couldn't see. She ain't right any night, but she goes on and on and on and on and on. Like John, half drunk, club footed, don't be long, cross eyed, tongue tied, virgin. First degree. He never had a girl, said the pretty little thing in his magazine. He's the kind girls can't whine. And she do, and she do, and she do.
Circus clown breaking down rocks alone at the penitentiary.
And that slack jaw, club footed, don't belong. He's gunned down in the first degree. It ain't right.
After Hours of Max Inc. Radio is over, but don't panic. More local things will just repeat until Monday. And, well, if you listen to us and it's Monday, hey, I'm really sorry. We'll see you next weekend. But at least you started your week right with Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Trapped inside my mind, I keep my head above the water till I see the light. Falling in this darkness, I can't breathe tonight. I'm holding on to hope until I see the light.
Do you ever feel like your life is incomplete and nobody understands all the help that you seek? Mental health and dire need, just wanna be set free. Father takes it to psychiatrist to treat anxiety, cause a panic attacks would debilitate me. Facilitating all the enemy schemes, waking up from my dreams. Wait, this is reality, would fear eternity. Suicide couldn't even provide an escape. Yeah, I'm alive, but I hate all these lies that are made. Feel my life is at stake, and the spirit of jealousy and envy enveloped me. Societal, psychological pressures developed me. Just give him some pack so it will put him at ease. And the script is so tragic, don't it'll help him to sleep. It just turns him to a zombie and robs him from all his hobbies. Now a cloud without a body, relationships turning rocky. This is not me.
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind.
Was appeasing all the heathens, meant to leap her through the ringer, in and out of every season, up to my knees and being conceited, over my head in faithless treason, to the king and all his kingdom, quench a Holy Spirit speaking, sabotage my very meaning and purpose by not believing, we get the best from when we seek it, my love must be increasing, and us must be decreasing, renegade just have me seething, I just want to live for me, and this had me barely breathing, drowning I was deceiving, blind to see I need him, in the dark for most my life, but that choice was mostly mine, I can finally see the light, and I thank the most divine for opening my eyes and restoring hope to my life is finally bright. Now I'm showing you the right type of life you need to live. We were made to serve and give, repent of all our sins so we can finally live in him. That's how you win.
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind.
And still be climbing the wrong ladder. That explain why I'm always feeling alone after. It's God written, but I'm still stuck in the old chapters. Cause I see the light, but for some reason I keep going backwards. I can't expect to be gifted with all the wrong intentions. Just cause I got deliverance don't mean that I won't be tempted. How can I defeat serpents if I ain't got no vision? I can't procrastinate the purpose if I know the mission. Even when I fall in deception, I seek his face. And even when ignoring correction, I see the grace. And even when I run out of breath, I'm still on pace. Cause even when I'm losing my step, I'm still in the race. I don't always be in my best when I fight the sin, but all I do is get out my flesh and I got the win. Every time I'm in obedience, the sight is on 10. Now I see the light again, cause I got the light within. I'm forgiven.
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Steps, dreams that it breaks come alive. Bang the drum.
than the rest of them, but we're competing with the best of them. I'm proud as hell, so I hold my head, pave the way to my grave when I'm cold and dead. I've been here for a minute now, 28 years, and my all is what I give it now. Look, I know there's room for improvement, but when we come together, we're a force for a movement.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.